Toby?
Yes.
All right. Can you hear me in the back? Yeah? Okay, perfect. So, thank you for being here. I was not expecting such a large room of JavaScript developers, and nothing has been broken yet, so it's unbelievable. So, I'm here to talk about strong dynamic type checking for JavaScript, which may sound a bit weird because you are not expecting strong type checking in JavaScript in the same sentence, right? But I will prove that we can do something about it. So, first, what is strong type checking? What do we mean by that? So let's do a bit of vocabulary. So I tried to find one definition online of what is strong type checking and couldn't find any. It's like a never-ending argument about which language is strong and which one isn't. But I found two definitions commonly accepted. The first one is that this strong type checking means that you have this kind of explicit binding between some variable name and some type. So this variable and this type are like bound together. That means that every time you are calling a variable by its name,